This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this TGIF Friday edition, November 15th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies here in Madison, and it's going to be a nice weekend, Mr. Zommers, all in all.
Absolutely. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Really? And you know what? That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, that's where I want it to be, is not having specific plans this weekend.
Right? Just kind of chill out. Yeah, a little bit of, you know, I might chill out with a couple of friends. We'll see. Maybe some family.
Clean the house. But at least I will.
Yes. One of these points, I will get the chores done around the apartment. But yeah, I think for the first time, I believe I'm correct in saying since the election night, I got a full 8 hours of sleep last night. I know. I'm feeling better. I don't want to say I'm feeling great yet, but my body is starting to reconnect with my mind a little bit.
I'm also starting to get more sleep. So
yeah. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Big show today. Coming up a little bit later on in hour number two, our colleague and friend, sports reporter for Civic Media, the great Mike Clemens, will be here right after the 1 o'clock hour, actually to start the 1 o'clock hour. And talk a little bit about big sports weekend. By the way, I had promoed that Brady Ewing was going to be with us. My bad. Again, this is why I needed 8 hours of sleep last night. He had told me he can't be back on until next Friday afternoon. So Brady will be back with us on Friday afternoon. But still, we have lots and lots to talk about sports-wise today. If you're watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twix. I'm wearing my Wisconsin basketball sweatshirt today. That is because huge game tonight right here in Madison at the Kohl Center for many reasons. Broadcast starts at 7 p.m. Wisconsin takes on number 9 ranked Arizona. You can hear the game on local channels in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. But if you're not in one of those markets, you can download the Civic Media app for free at your Apple or Android device, and you can listen to the game on the app, the Civic Media app, for free, courtesy of Civic Media and the Wisconsin Badger Broadcast Network and Learfield Sports. Again, 7 o'clock broadcast start time right here across many of these channels on the Civic Media app. It's a big night because this will be an early test for the Wisconsin Badgers, who have, shall we be kind? I've not seen them play yet in person, but friends of mine who have gone to the game, Badgers men's basketball team struggling a little bit early on against some lesser opponents. They've won their games, but early in the game, it has been a struggle. Still trying to kind of get a point guard, decide who it's going to be full-time. But Arizona comes in number 9 in the country, and of course, the Badgers have had a lot of fantastic, for the most part, NCAA playoff games against Arizona in the last 10 to 15 years. And so it's an early test for Wisconsin men's basketball team, how they're going to do against one of these big ranked opponents. Can they compete? Can they win? Can they pull off the upset? So that's number one. Secondarily, but for people like me, probably as important tonight, they're going to be honoring the 2014-2015 men's basketball teams that went to the Final Four, the 14-15 team that went all the way to the national championship game, and honoring former head coach Bo Ryan, who will have a banner raised into the rafters at halftime at the Kohl Center tonight in his honor. Of course, Coach Ryan inducted into the Naismith College Basketball Hall of Fame a little bit earlier this year. Well-deserved honor for Bo. I've talked about this program before, had the honor to get to know him when I was at Platteville, and he was as well. He was coaching men's basketball. I was in the communication program, and I did the color commentary for Pioneer Basketball for 3 years with my great broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, on the call. Got to travel with the team, got to hang around Bo and his family, his dad in particular, Butch, and really learned his thinking. And I've said this program before, few people have influenced me as much as in my life as Bo Ryan. Not because like we hung out all the time or we were super particularly close, but because I was just around him and I saw how he took care of practice. I saw how he ran his program. I saw how he related to people and players. And I've seen the same thing in politicians over the years. And usually some of the most successful people in politics are similar to those who are successful in coaching. And yes, I get it. There are jerks in both politics and coaching who make it to high levels and people say, yeah, they're successful, but boy, you don't want to be around them. But there's also a number of people who, when they make it to the top, people will tell you or you're around them, you say, you know what? They're pretty much exactly the same person. They're authentic. They're real. And in my experience, being around Coach Ryan, that's what he is like. So he'll be honored tonight at halftime. We'll talk to Mike Clemens about that and talk about Mike Lucas has a great story in the Capital Times today. We're going to break that down for you a little bit as well. And then tomorrow, Wisconsin Badgers football team hosts number one ranked Oregon. At Camp Randall, kickoff time at 6:30 p.m. You can hear that game on the same stations I mentioned for basketball on the Wisconsin Badger Radio Network. I hope it's a great game. Prime time on NBC and the Peacock. So how about that? Well, we'll talk to Mike Clemens about it. I just have a bad feeling, I'll be honest. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope, you know, even Barry Alvarez, who, by the way, just signed a big radio deal with another network here in Wisconsin, was on that program this week, and he was telling it straight, saying, I want to see some fire out of these guys. I want to see that, you know, that they're willing to come out there and go head-to-head and compete and be tough. Big test for the Badger football team tomorrow night under the lights at Camp Randall. And then on Sunday, Your Chicago Bears, for those Bears fans out there, will take on our Green Bay Packers. Packers at the Bears, Sunday at noon. I think the assumption is that Green Bay is the better team, but look, I was there with Trigvi Olsen 2 weeks ago up in Green Bay at Lambeau, and the Packers' offense in particular looked terrible. Going to talk to Mike Clemens about that. He has been, of course, in the coaching press briefings with Coach Matt LaFleur. He will update us, give us the latest from Lambeau Field a little bit later on in this broadcast. Also, what's going on in terms of Wisconsin news, politics, and the elections. Great story, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today on the Great Lakes on PFAS lead pipes. How incoming President-elect Donald Trump's policies could impact the Wisconsin environment. And much, much more. But first, I want to begin with what's going on out in Washington, D.C. In case you missed it, Donald Trump yesterday after this broadcast announced that Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., is his nominee for Department of Health and Human Services. This is the guy who is the anti-vaxxer. If you wonder, by the way, when you hear the clips of him, what's wrong, quote unquote, with his voice, why does his voice sound so raspy and gravelly? By all accounts and reports, and to somewhat his own, he's confirmed this, he took a lot of steroids, I guess to pump himself up, I don't know. But that he's taken so many steroids over his life that it's ruined his vocal cords. Zomers, we have time to play this clip from CBS News this morning? Or should we'll come back and do it after the break. There was a great article or a great piece this morning on CBS. We're going to play it for you here after the break. Major Garrett at CBS News, giving a very realistic and forthright opinion on this and some great reporting from Major Garrett.
Honestly, this is the kind of stuff, I'm not saying we haven't seen this from Major Garrett specifically before, but this report is the kind of stuff we should have been seeing from all media for the last 4 years.
Agreed. President-elect Trump wants the U.S. Senate to give him recess appointments, of course, as well. But no. By the way, this recess, quote unquote, is not a commentary on grade school behaviors of certain senators. It has to do with our Constitution creating checks on power between a president and Congress and a Supreme Court. High-level executive branch nominees require the U.S. Senate to hold a hearing and then confirm or reject a nominee by majority vote. However, a Senate could let a president get around the hearing and a vote process if a president makes appointments when the Senate is not in session for at least 10 days, also known as recess. A few days after the election, Trump said he wanted Senate Republicans to elect Rick Scott of Florida as their leader because Scott promised to do recess appointments. But Republicans in the Senate instead elected John Thune. We reported that yesterday on this program on Wednesday, of South Dakota, to be Senate Majority Leader. And Thune says he plans to handle most of Trump's nominees in, quote unquote, the traditional way, meaning not recess appointments. Trump is making some highly controversial picks, such as Attorney General, Secretary of Defense, and Director of National Intelligence. And many more nominations are coming. In addition to the presidential cabinet, get this, around 1,300 executive branch jobs require Senate approval. The new Congress will start on January 3rd of 2025, giving Republican senators nearly 3 weeks to interview and vet top-level nominees. So hearings and votes can be scheduled soon after Trump takes office on January 20th. Unless Trump nominates more Republican senators, there will be a Republican majority sufficient to confirm all but a dangerously unfit or unqualified nominee.
Like most of them so far. Well, that's just my personal opinion okay. And that of many.
Look, yes, a president certainly has the ability, it should have the ability to nominate whomever he or she would like. But the founders of our country put these checks and balances in place to protect us from the most extreme out there. And I think it would be a huge mistake if the United States Senate abdicated their responsibility of advise and consent. These hearings allow the American voting public to hear real answers under oath. People like JFK Jr. We're to come back, hear this great piece from Major Garrett of CBS News, breaking down, putting it down there where the chickens can get at it. What's going on with RFK Jr.? Come on back. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday. TGIF, if I can get it out of my mouth. Y'all have the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 12 noon. It is Friday, November 15th, 2024. TGIF. Here, Zomers has a board game of the week a little bit later on, so stay tuned for that. That'll be a good time had by all. As Ken Lewis is fond of saying, glad to have you along with us here on a Friday. Look, for a lot of people, it's been a rough week and a half or so, and inevitably, when things go wrong, they usually come in threes, right? Anyway, that's just the way it goes. And so I was on my way into work yesterday, or was going to, and on my dashboard, it said I had something on one of my tires, the front right tire, and my pressure was from 35 down to 27 pounds of air.
That's like, not ideal.
Oh, good gosh. What's going on? Looked, got out, looked. Yes, there was a screw had somehow gotten in my right front. And which is, by the way, I just got this new tire to replace it last year. The newest tire in my truck. I've lost count. I've bought at least 4 or 5 sets of tires so far for my truck for the great folks at Discount Tire here on Junction Road on Madison's West Side. And here's why I always, and you know, sometimes people say, do you want to buy insurance? You know, I've always bought the insurance of the tires. And it has always paid for itself every time because inevitably I get something, a flat tire, I run over something, whatever it is. I called them. They said, we'll work in. I went out there. They were great. I got in. They fixed my tire and I drove off with a fantastic, my tires all repaired. Cost to me, nothing, not a dime. And it turned out while I was there that I also need new tires. And unlike some people are going to pressure you into stuff, they have a meter that reads it. So there's no guessing. There's no trying to goof around. It's like, well, here's the results of your tire. And they said, look, you probably get by in your front two a little while longer. And so I ordered myself 2 new back tires. They're coming in next week and I'll get it done. This is the kind of quality folks, honest folks that they have out there at Discount Tire. If you are in need of tires, stop on out like I do. At Discount Tire stations or locations all around the great state of Wisconsin, go to discounttire.com. That's discounttire.com. They'll get you going. They'll get you ready. Trust them like I do. In fact, I trust Discount Tire so much, I took mom there to get a set of tires in her van. If I can trust my mom, you can trust yourself. Discount Tires all around the state of Wisconsin. 24 now past the hour of 12 noon. Talking about before the break, this great story by, or great reporting by Major Garrett on RFK Jr. being nominated as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Major Garrett had interviewed RFK earlier this year. We're going to pick up this piece this morning on CBS This Morning, on mornings, I guess they call it now. And this is RFK talking to Major Garrett a little bit earlier this year on chronic childhood illness.
And our children are the healthiest children in the world today. They're the sickest. 60% of our kids now have chronic disease. When my uncle was president, it was only 6%. And there's no other nation that has anything like that. We're mass poisoning our children with processed foods. We have 1,000 ingredients in our foods that are illegal in Europe.
Major Garrett joins us now from Washington. Major, good morning. So you sat down with RFK Jr. You've spoken to him about a lot of these health issues. It is a controversial pick. What message do you think the president-elect is trying to send?
First of all, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. helped elect Donald Trump, so this is a reward to him. And RFK Jr. has, within the Trump world, a constituency of his own. He's the only one Trump is allowed to rebrand MAGA, Make America Healthy Again, MAHA, which rose Adriana and team out of a part of the Trump constituency that is still deeply aggravated and resentful about all COVID restrictions and requirements. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. speaks to that. He raises a lot of legitimate issues. Is there too much corporate influence in foods in America? Is there too much corporate influence in drug regulation in this country? But he's also dead wrong on vaccines and refuses to be accountable for the things he has said falsely about vaccines for most of his career talking about those issues. And when you're talking about childhood vaccines like for measles, mumps, and rubella, or polio, or chickenpox, his record is absolutely false, yet creates scare and fear among parents wondering what they should or can do. That's going to be a significant issue if, in fact, there's a full-fledged confirmation hearing and process for this nominee.
Yeah, Major, look, there's a lot of legitimate criticisms about the performance of many departments and agencies of the government, and yet there's still controversy behind these picks. I'm curious, when you add up all these controversial picks from the incoming Trump administration, what do they tell you about what the effort is, what the goal is in this second administration?
That there is no desire to govern as we have known governing to be pronounced and practiced for the last 4 or 5, maybe 6, 7 decades. This administration intends not only to take things out of Washington and relocate them in other parts of the country, resize, downsize, reimagine, and impose their will on the way they believe government should be structured. They are not just overturning the Biden-Harris approach. They are overturning the bipartisan approach to governing and bureaucracy in Washington that's basically been here since the end of World War II. That is how different, and some might say radical, this administration tends to be, and almost every single one of these cabinet appointees announced so far want to fulfill or at least pursue that kind of mission.
Major, what are you hearing from Republicans, you know, especially those senators who will need, who will be needed for confirmation?
Well, let's bring up the confirmation question, because it's a very real one. Will there be a full-blown confirmation process, which means public hearings and votes? President-elect Trump has already said, I'd prefer a recess appointment situation where the Senate agrees to recess, lets the president, once he assumes power, recess appoint these cabinet officials for 2 years without any evaluation whatsoever. Senate Republicans, including the newly elected majority leader, John Thune, have been equivocating about this question. So the question for the Senate is this, under Republican control, do you want to be the Senate? Do you want to retain constitutional advise and consent powers that have existed since the beginning of this republic? Or do you want to be a spineless supply clerk for the next president? That has to be resolved before we know anything about confirmations, if they're going to be up or down.
Major Garrett on CBS Mornings. I mean, that's just great, straightforward reporting right there. Calling it out the way it really is. And he's so right about this, that while, yes, there may be, if you want to take, you know, something good out of something that I don't agree with, maybe there is something to RFK saying, all right, there's too many preservatives, additives that they don't allow in Europe and foods, and we could do something about that. But is the trade-off on that worth it when you have all this complete...
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Yeah, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. 34 minutes past hour on 12 noon. Welcome back to the show. It is now coming up on this half hour where we're going to do a little sports for you. Mike Clemens comes in at 106 live from Green Bay. Going to give us the new news up there from Matt LaFleur's press conference, head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Big game against the Chicago Bears. Bear down Chicago Bears. Hans Andreessen always used to write on the blackboard back in high school. Big Chicago Bears fan, Hans was. Anyway, the Bears trying to take on and knock off, well, take him on, trying to knock off the Packers. The Packers need to get back on track after a bad game. Just was not a good playing, well-played game for the Packers against Detroit and Lambeau last week. Mike Clemens will be in to talk about that. And a couple of big games for Wisconsin, both basketball and football. Badgers taking on Arizona, number 9 ranked Arizona, 10 depending upon which poll you look at. At the Kohl Center tonight. And then tomorrow, it's number 1 ranked Oregon in football taking on your Wisconsin Badgers at the camp, Camp Randall. Broadcast tonight starts at 7 p.m. Tomorrow's broadcast starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. Big games for both Badger basketball and football. Before the break, playing that Major Garrett story from CBS News. And the last part of that clip that we played, I think, is essential. That will, in fact, the United States Senate do its job of confirm and consent, or advise and consent, pardon me, on presidential nominations? Or are they going to, quote, and take this recess, so-called, and abdicate the responsibility and, like Major Garrett said, be a spineless store clerk? Just do whatever your boss tells you to do. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark from Perdisac. Mark, always a pleasure. What say you?
Yeah, well, I think, God, I hope they're not going to be spineless, because there's a fat chance that Robert Kennedy will get the additives out of the food, because I don't think there's any way that Trump would go along with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might give him a little lip service. Oh, I'll let you do some of that stuff. But there's no way that the Republican Congress will get some of this crap out of our, like banning recombinant growth hormone in cattle. That I don't think that's going to happen, and I think I can actually see a decrease in regulation in our food supply, and I hope I'm wrong, but I can see that the days of the jungle that was written about in the early 1900s, that we're going to see that coming, because they want to get rid of reduce the regulations. I mean, that how many people get saved because, you know, that our FDA has caught listeria in the food, or E. coli, or something like that, that it's limited to a few people getting sick, rather than what we saw in historically, you know, that before we got the regulations in place, people dying of getting poisoned by the food we eat.
Sure.
That is, yeah, I hope I'm wrong, but we're in for a bumpy ride, and that egg prices are not going to come down.
I appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so very much. I'll say this, and I'm, you know, now every time I use this phrase, all I think about is Dana Carvey doing Joe Biden. I'm not kidding around, but I'm not kidding around. I don't want there to be some run on vaccines or whatever, but let me say this. I think it would be wise, if you're due for any kind of vaccination or things like that, make sure you get it done before January 20th. Just have your ducks in a row. Just be prepared, right? I think that's one of the biggest things here. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We welcome your phone calls. Before we flip over to sports, I want to touch on something else. In addition to these recess appointments that we may be hearing more about as the days and weeks roll on, another important story, this one from CNN, headline, Trump's team skips FBI background checks for some cabinet picks. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team is bypassing traditional FBI background checks for at least some of his cabinet picks while using, get this, private companies to conduct vetting of potential candidates for administration jobs, according to people close to the transition planning team. Trump and his allies believe the FBI system is slow and plagued with issues that could stymie the president-elect's plan to quickly begin the work of implementing his agenda, according to people briefed on the plans. Critics say the intrusive background checks sometimes turn up embarrassing information used to inflict political damage. The discussions come as Trump has floated several controversial choices for high-level positions in the U.S. government, including, of course, Matt Gaetz for Attorney General and Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. Ultimately, the president has the final authority on who he nominates and decides to share intelligence with, regardless of the established protocol set in the wake of World War II, to make sure those selections don't have unknown foreign ties or other issues that could raise national security concerns. So let's take that for a moment. There's precedent here as to why the FBI vets these nominees for high office, particularly offices that have access to high-level intelligence. It comes out of World War II. And the fact that, as it turns out, there are bad people around the world who want to inflict damage on the United States of America. So this wasn't just made up somewhere and said, well, let's see how much dirt we can dig up on this person, make him look really bad. No. This was a responsible, bipartisan U.S. government saying, look, now we're part of the world. We really are. We've become a global country. We have to admit to ourselves, way back in after World War II in the 40s, that bad actors at the time, Germany, Russia, even though the Russians were kind of on the same side in some cases, China, Japan at the time, There are people out there that want to do us damage. Now, there are spies. Of course, the internet had not been invented yet, but even way back then, there were ways to get surveillance on us. So they said, let's have this advise and consent. Let's make sure the FBI, CIA does background checks. Back to the story, but circumventing background checks would be bucking a long-established norm in Washington. It also reflects Trump's deep mistrust of the national security establishment, which he derides as the quote-unquote deep state. Sources say he has privately questioned the need for law enforcement background checks. Dan Meyer, a national security attorney in Washington, D.C., said the incoming Trump administration, quote, doesn't want harmony. They don't want the FBI to coordinate a norm. They want to hammer the norm, unquote. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jean from Eau Claire, listening to WCFW in beautiful Chippewa Falls area, but she's in Eau Claire. Jean, what do you say?
Hi, great show as usual. I'm glad you're bringing out the issues here so people can think about it and think about the children of the future and the young people, what they're going to live in, because a felon has taken over, is going to be the president of the United States, and he's already been proven, he's already been convicted, and we're being run by a mob boss. And those people that were elected to the Senate and the House better start thinking about what in the devil they're doing, because they give in to this guy. He owns them. He owns them. And they will have to bow down to him for every single thing once they let him get away with it. They will just, you know, and he'll do it, too. And you know what I mean? He did it to a lot of senators, you know, got on their case. If they didn't do everything he said, boy, he criticized them, ran them down, hurt them in their communities. They better wake up, because this guy, he's the boss, and you better protect the United States of America and all the kids that are coming up, for their future. It's unbelievable. I can't believe this. Thank you very much, and you have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it, Gene. Have a great weekend up there in beautiful Eau Claire. Gene brings up a good point. We talked about this a little bit with Trigvi, talked about it a little bit with Matt Flynn yesterday, that this is kind of an early indicator, right? To see where people are at. U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, intimating yesterday in that clip we played that he'd be inclined to vote for Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. And then brought up a ridiculously offensive, you know, brought up a picture of a person in the military who happens to be transgender, an admiral, rear admiral. And trying to work that narrative back into the mix. Completely distracting away from the point what Gene, I think, is making. I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrats being nominated for these high-level intelligence positions. I trust the FBI. I trust the CIA. I trust national security intelligence folks. I want to know, if you have access to the nuclear codes or the ability to information that our adversaries would like, I think you should be vetted. I don't care what side you're on. And it's very dangerous to suggest that you're not going to vet these people. And so now we're going to find out. We're going to find out, these U.S. senators, Republicans and Democrats, are you going to go along to get along? Or are you going to do your job? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Andrew, watching on YouTube, says, is it possible that Trump will not be able to get a security clearance due to his background? Well, I think that's a great point. And people have brought up with his convicted felonies now, there are certain things he couldn't do in New York, certainly. But as we've also seen, once you become president of the United States, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that you essentially have immunity. I know there's the caveat, as long as it's quote-unquote official business. But then it gets into very subjective stuff, right? all, you know, the six conservatives on the Supreme Court, is there anything that they're going to say is not official business at this point? So we're going to see. We're going to see as we move forward, but I think it's important for each of us, no matter whom we voted for, who we voted for, to at least be cognizant of the truth and the facts and what the norms are here and why we have the norms. That advice and consent to background checks were not meant to intentionally embarrass anyone or for political purposes, although they've certainly been used that way on both sides, I'm hastened to add. It's to protect the general public. I've tried to explain this to friends and family and other people over the years. And I try to put myself in the shoes of someone who did not walk in mine. When people get frustrated with, quote unquote, the system. But I guess as someone who has worked for the institution of the United States House of Representatives in D.C. and as someone who worked for the institution of the Wisconsin State Senate in Madison, I've seen internally, when done correctly with by people of principle, institutions work. Yeah, they don't always move at the speed of which we would like, but if the internal rules of the institutions are followed in the best traditions of our founders, it's a check and balance and make sure that neither side gets too crazy, for lack of a better term. But it's when our institutions break down. I say it here in Wisconsin. He's still a state senator. Republican State Senator Rob Coles ran the state audit committee. It's a very non-sexy committee, politically speaking. A lot of people don't even know about it. The director for many years, Jan Mueller, one of those people in government that both sides had great regard for. And they would look at things in black and white, and they'd apply the law. When that's done, our institutions work. Now we have a guy who wants to break the institutions. We're in dangerous waters, my friends. Back after this, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock coming up next hour. Right from the get-go, 106, our sports reporter, the fantastic Mike Clemens, has the hottest, latest news out of Lambeau Field for the coaches' meetings, for the coaches' press conference. Matt LaFleur and others, he will be here to talk Packers taking on the Bears on Sunday. Also talk about the big games coming up tonight at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin men's basketball team takes on number 9, Arizona, here in Madison. Big event before the game to honor the 14-15 Final Four team, and then raising Bo Ryan's name into the rafters as now a member of the Naismith College Basketball Hall of Fame. So very well deserved for Coach Ryan. And also, number 1, Oregon comes to Madison tomorrow to Camp Randall to take on your Wisconsin football Badgers. Do the Badgers have a chance? We'll ask Mike Clemens coming up here in hour number 2. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you'd like to chime in on the latest political news of the day, of course, RFK Jr. being nominated to be Department of Health and Human Services Secretary. And we skipped, this kind of got lost last night. Apparently there was some America First event in Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Sly Stallone, by the way, gave a rousing introduction to President-elect Trump. Called him the next George Washington. I'm not making that up. Oh, Rocky, what happened? Anyway, Trump's appointments, do they have to go through this confirmation process? Because institutional norms are put there to save us from ourselves. By the way, breaking news from CBS News at this hour, House Speaker Mike Johnson said within the last half hour that he would, quote, strongly request, unquote, that the House Ethics Committee withhold a potentially damaging report on its investigation into whether former Representative Matt Gaetz engaged in sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and bribery.
Must be pretty bad.
Gaetz resigned from Congress on Wednesday after President-elect Donald Trump announced he intended to nominate the Florida Republican as Attorney General, of course, which he did. The timing came days before a House panel was set to vote on releasing a report on the allegations against Gaetz. The House Ethics Committee planned to take its first vote today, but canceled it late yesterday. Gaetz was also the subject of a previous Justice Department investigation that sought to determine if he violated sex trafficking and obstruction of justice laws. No charges were filed, and Gaetz has denied any wrongdoing. Quote, the rules of the House have always been that a former member is beyond the jurisdiction of the Ethics Committee, unquote. Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, told reporters Johnson's releasing the report would set, quote, a terrible precedent, unquote, and, quote, open up Pandora's box, unquote. Speaker Johnson went on to say, I believe it is very important to maintain the House's tradition of not issuing ethics reports on people who are no longer members of Congress. The House Ethics Committee jurisdiction is over sitting members of Congress. That's an important rule, unquote. But here's the thing, Mike, Speaker Johnson. This former member, who has only been a former member for 48 hours, has now been nominated to be the nation's top cop. A little bit of a difference there. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Cindy, listening up in beautiful Appleton, V-A-W-I-S-S, in Oshkosh, my gosh. Cindy, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Well, the chaos has already started, and the felon isn't even in the office yet.
Well, it's certainly, I don't know what people expected. I mean, he literally, we talked about this, right, on our shows at Trigvy numerous times. A guy who has worked against authoritarians in Europe. And he says authoritarians always tell you what they're going to do.
They always signal, he says, yeah.
Yeah, they always signal what they're going to do. This is nothing, I mean, somebody put this on a post on Twitter yesterday, this morning, and had all of Trump's appointments so far. And somebody said, if Saturday Night Live or The Onion had done that and named these people to these positions, the right would have gone apoplectic saying that it was the left overblowing things, right? But here we are. So no, it's not particularly surprising to me what's going on right now. But a majority of Americans, for better or worse, voted for this. So I don't know, Cindy. Are you surprised by any of the appointments so far? Cindy? Cindy is not there. Cindy is there. Cindy is not there. I mean... Gaetz surprised me, if I'm being honest. RFK doesn't surprise me. Tulsi Gabbard really didn't surprise me. Gaetz, particularly for that appointment, surprised me.
Yes, Gaetz specifically for the Attorney General.
Yeah, that was not expected. I mean, it was, as my friend Sam likes to say, nothing surprises me anymore, but it was unexpected. I started saying this earlier. Did I cut myself off about Doug Burgum?
I don't believe you. I started down
this rabbit hole with this event last night in Mar-a-Lago and Sly Stallone calling Trump the new George Washington. And then Trump lets out, there was another appointment, Secretary of the Interior, a potted plant, Governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. That's real, by the way. Back after this, hour two straight ahead. Going to talk to Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. Big night, big day tomorrow, big day on Sunday. Break it all down. Mike Clemens, come on back to the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.